This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. Out in the grassland, the scruffy mesquite, and wait a minute, bush grassland, mixed grassland. It's the season of fall bloom, snakeweed and burrowweed and rubber rabbit bush. Shrubs big and small in the aster family are blooming. If you go a little higher upslope, another plant in that family, Asteraceae, there's a small shrub called turpentine bush, and that's blooming. Bright yellow blooms atop rich green foliage. It just dots the slopes, right? And on some of the slopes, a plant not in that family, and a plant in the pea family that we've talked about, Erythrina, coral bean, the leaves on that are turning yellow. So what we got here is fall. This is our fall color. And some plants are blooming, and some plants are setting seed and calling it a season. And if you get out of the scruffy grassland and head to oaks and pines, it's pretty showy as well, with goldenrods and primroses and paintbrushes and gilias. And some plants are shutting down, and some plants are just getting going. It's a great season for flowers, but also a great season for seed. And I say, yahoo! And of course, the bonus that comes with plant nerd enthusiasm are the critters you see. Well, think of the insects that visit flowering plants, the pollinators. Yeah, butterflies and moths. Oh, that small, pretty moth, the veined tanuka moth. There'll be dozens of those on rubber rabbit brush. And I see those on a favorite plant too, that tanuka moth, that veined tanuka, on a thread leaf groundsel, yellow daisy-like flowers on gray, narrow-leafed foliage. Oh, very cool. Really an attractive plant. And near us, it blooms early summer and stops and does a fall bloom. And queen butterflies compete with those tanuka moths for nectar. And there are so many species of Senecio. And I learned this one is Senecio douglasii, subspecies longilobus. It is now Senecio flaccidus, variety flaccidus. New name, but same yellow, nectar-rich flowers for fall pollinators. Thread-leaf groundsel. Oh, I just thought of another cool plant that I should mention, Parisia thurberi. We've talked about that, right? Or it's a Cortia now, not Parisia. Anyway, clusters of pinkish lavender flowers on this perennial plant, large ovate, green ovate leaves with toothy margins. The whole plant dies back in the winter, turns light brown, and sort of rattles when you brush it while hiking in the winter. Ooh, it's a showy bloom, those pinkish, lavenderish. I'm so terrible with color. Those clusters of flowers, and they're fragrant. Anyway, I need to get the seed of all of these things I'm mentioning. Okay, I'm forgetting what I was even talking about. Okay, that's it. Lots of plants in the aster family. We were in the hills, and I wanted to collect some cuttings of a plant called mountain oxeye. What is it? I can't think of the name. Heliopsis? Maybe that's it. It's abundant in the hills. It's abundant. You get above 4,000 feet. And it starts to bloom midsummer and then through the fall, cheery yellow daisy-like flowers. So cheery looking and stands out on a slope or in a canyon. I grew some years ago and I wanted to grow some more. That's all. So I wanted some cuts, right? So we were in the hills above the community of Paradise, Paradise, Arizona, a spot where the creek, a creek, crosses the road, this rocky road, trickling and seeping. I saw the plants I wanted, but I also saw dozens of black butterflies puddling in the wet road, black wings, white dots on the outside, flashes of rusty red on the lower inside wings. I tried to photograph them to no avail. Dang! Later at home, with a butterfly field guide in my hand, I saw that I was chasing red-bordered satyrs, a butterfly in the immense family called the brush-footed butterflies, a family with several subfamilies, and satyrs have their own subfamily. How cool is that? Great name, satyr. And I learned that the host plant for the red-bordered satyr, the host plant, that means that its caterpillars eat the plant, is bullgrass, a beautiful bunch grass, Muhlenbergia immerslii. How cool is that? It's very cool. So I got me some mountain oxeye cuts. I think it's Heliopsis. Is that right? I think it's right. And I got a little bit of butterfly knowledge to go along with it. Oh, my. Oh, my. The borderlands are beautiful, my friend. It's fall. Time to get out. The borderlands are beautiful. Yes, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite. And this has been Growing Native.